9 o'clock. Let's call the meeting to order and please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Sansom?
Here.
Town?
Here.
Quorum present.
Does anybody have any comments for us? All staff is here. Thank you. Under new business, number A, Michigan Natural Resource Trust Fund Grant Application Revised Resolutions.
I appreciate everybody coming together so early with regards to this matter. Since our last city commission meeting, we received and reviewed feedback that we received from the state with regards to actually three applications that we received. One for the Boyne Valley Trail, going in that direction, the open space acquisition, and the pavilion projects. And as you can see, based on staff's recommendations, there's certain things that we can do internally with regards to getting ourselves some additional points. And we're in the process of doing that, but there are two items that we're bringing for your consideration today, which would be actually allocating or committing additional funds that would help our grants in these projects. As noted in the memo that you received on this matter, we are providing significant grants already, but based on the state's formula, we're really not getting much in the way or anything in the way of points from the way they stand now. So we have recommendations to add between the two grants about $50,000 total, a little over that, that would get us additional points on that. I guess I'd refer anything further to the memo and or Barb or Patrick, who've done most of the research on this matter.
Sure, I'd like to hear from both Barb and Patrick.
Can we go first?
Sure.
When you're applying for these grants and trying to figure out how much match into it, it's always kind of a balancing act. I mean, if the maximum, like for the pavilion project, the allowable amount that we can ask for is 300,000, of course we'd like 300,000. However, if gaining more points by reducing our match gives us a little bit of a leg up or a better opportunity, I think we should go for it. I hate to lose the whole grant over $20,000-$30,000 that we could put towards it. It's a really competitive grant. They have a lot of applications. The total exceeds much more than they have to give out. So any points that we can gain in the application, I think that it's imperative that we do so.
And that's a unique circumstance for the acquisition projects. We've been told time and time again that they have been able to fund those, basically 100% of people that have asked for those, that have gone forward with them. This year is unique, that as Barb just mentioned, that they have a lot more requests than they do funds. So it was $41 million worth of requests for about $9 million worth of funds, even though that they might add a little bit more to that $9 million due to some other projects dropping off.
Yeah, those numbers that she gave me, she gave them to me recently, but they're based on the applications that were turned in back in April when we submitted ours. She said that since then, some of the applicants had withdrawn their requests. So the $41 million was what was applied for back in April. It's probably not an accurate number right now, but it still gives us an idea of the competition that's out there. The $9 million that they have to give for acquisition, that number has probably increased some just due to people withdrawing their applications and or projects that were approved maybe a year or two ago, and for whatever reason, it just didn't go through. So those numbers are moving, but that's still a large gap. So even if it's less than $41 million in applications and a little over $9 million in what they have, that's still a huge gap. And we have to be competitive in order to get the funds.
Patrick?
That pretty well explains it, in all honesty. Basically, for the open space acquisition, we are reducing our grant request by 1% from 75% of the estimated value to 74% of the estimated value. That 1% basically equates to $33,000. So that would be our increase in match commitment and the decrease off of the ask from the estimated value.
That was my question. So for the open space, we increased our contribution by $33,000. How much have we increased our for the pavilion?
$20,000.
$20,000. So $53,000 is coming out of general fund, basically.
That would have to come out of the fund balance. And I mean, one word of caution is, you're hearing me say more and more lately, our fund balance is not what it used to be. We'll be getting our audit report at our next city commission meeting. It's going to show that our fund balance has gone down from our expenditure for the new DPW facilities and Court Street and some of these other major projects. We spent that down from 82% of the general fund years operating of that to 27,000. And our audit's going to look even worse with the new GASB requirements that have to say that we have to list our pension obligations with regards to those going forward.
And not 27,000, 27%.
20%, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that we, I would be like hitting my head in the paper.
Yeah.
So
actually, 27% is still pretty healthy.
It's still healthy, yes.
But it's real healthy until you look at what we're looking to spend.
Yeah.
I mean, when you take these matches out that we're committing to here, that's basically, that 27% is basically gone. So we might get to Cindy. I bet beating our heads against the wall. This is a very different circumstance and a very different financial environment than we've operated out of the last 10 to 15 years. So while we say it's only 50,000, 50,000 is a lot more to us now.
Right. But I guess, looking at the big picture too, as I think about this at 27%, if we had a catastrophic problem, that required $200,000 or $300,000 extra funding or something like this, or $500,000, it seems to me that we can self-fund, it's out of some of our other fund balances. So
we can do that today. We won't be able to do that in 2 years. So I'm not saying, again, I'm just trying to present you the whole picture. I'm not trying to be alarmist or anything of that nature.
We don't have
a couple hundred thousand dollars to spare like we used to, Rod, especially after these commitments today.
Right. Well, I realize that, the fund balance.
Correct. But if in 2 years, if we spend this down like we're proposing to, if we're fortunate enough to get both of these grants, we won't have an extra couple hundred thousand dollars, or it'll be very less likely that we will.
But we can be able to borrow from ourselves.
No, we won't have that money to borrow from.
No.
That will be gone.
Mm-hmm. These are uncommitted funds that are, okay.
So again, I just want to make sure that everybody's aware that things are going to get a lot tighter. And these wish lists that we have of all these things we want to do are great, but until we have the resources to do them. So, and again, going back to this grant process, we're operating a lot in the dark here. We don't know what the competition is. We have some ballpark as we know what our scores are with regards to these projects. We don't know where that fits in with what everybody else is out there. We don't know if we really need to commit this extra $50,000 or not. We both want these grants. These are high priority projects, or at least they have been high priority projects for the commission up to this point. They're both reflected on our goals on our board that we have up there as well too. So they're priorities. But we have a lot of priorities out there. And again, you're going to get tired of me saying it, but my job is to make sure that this ship continues sailing on a smooth course going forward, no matter what the rough waters are going to be. And we have a lot less, we're going to have a lot less ability to handle the chop going forward.
And this money isn't actually due out of our pocket for a while.
Until next year, next fiscal year. So that gives us some time to play with things, sorry.
How much is 27% of the general fund?
Oh, I want to say it's a little less than $2 million. I think it's 1 point something something. I was working on the memo that'll, for the MD&A letter, that'll be in your letter, or the audit when we review it, well, next week.
Next week, Tuesday night.
So you'll have a real good picture, which will help set our, set us going forward. I should also point out that we also don't know with regards to, especially the open space project, what other funds we might get on that other grant that we just applied for. We've applied for 2 major grants. This is one of the two. You know, knock on wood, we're fortunate on both of them, and we're going to have to, as I mentioned when we applied for the second grant, you know, some of these numbers are our best guesstimates at them at this point, but they'll jog around a bit. So there might be an opportunity to reduce some of our costs and reduce how much we're asking for each of these grants if they both come through. So
that's a good question, Hill, how much 27% equates to. Surprised it's that much, close to me, and that's, there's a lot of years that we didn't have any like that.
The $200,000 that it's been raised privately going towards the pavilion.
Yes.
My question was, can't that be shown as?
It is.
It is.
On both of these grants, they reflect the commitments that the funds are being brought in. But based on the formulas that have been calculated by staff here, that given to us by the state, until they hit a certain threshold, they really don't reflect as anything. Okay. So they're there, they've been reported to the state, they're accurate. But the formula that they use doesn't really give us much in the way of credit for them. If I've got that right.
I just assumed 200,000.
Yeah.
Sounds like pretty good lump sum towards that total, but I get it. I understand.
So how many points is there overall, Barb? I mean, it's 40 points or 30 points for this particular one. Like, are we talking 300 or 400 or 500 points per grant application?
For the pavilion project, the total maximum grant possible is 520.
So this is less than 10% of the points.
This, along with the other provisions that we'll make in cement.
And then the 600,000 for the pavilion, is that a pretty solid? I've kind of lost track where we are.
That's
with that
the
overall
maximum total grant project
that
under
they allow
this grant. So mm-hmm. even though the project is coming in at more, I only have to deal with the number of 600,000 because that's their maximum.
And I should point out on that, kind of in addition to Tom's comment earlier, that $200,000 that's been raised for that, that also includes funding from the city itself too, which is at least $60,000, I believe. Is included in that.
From the Parks and Rec.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's been like $30,000 the last 2 years, and they'll be asking for more next year.
So even that money's been earmarked, but it hasn't been spent. So
correct.
That is part of that
27%.
27%.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a time frame that we have to spend the grant money once we receive it?
Usually you have like 2 or 3 years with regards to it.
Okay, so the difference then for funding the pavilion, I mean, if we get this grant, how soon will we have to start that
project? 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I mean, the committee itself will be more anxious. The committee itself will be anxious to do it. One of the factors that's another unknown out there is just how long the farmers market has use of the library's red building as a winter home for it. As the library has moved further and further with regards to their plans for expansion that don't call for that red building, its future has become less certain.
The one thing I'm struggling to get my arms around is this acquisition costs versus appraised value on the 475 North Lake Street property.
Yes.
Because that might be a broader gap, right, between the cost to acquire versus what the appraised value is.
Correct. That's a continuing issue. The way we've structured the application assumes that we're going to get an appraised value that reflects the acquisition cost, which I don't think is going to be likely.
So that'll be another bridge to cross when we get that number?
Yes. And that might be something that we get relief from with the second grant, but that'll help us overcome that issue.
How would crowdfunding work in that, you know, close the gap?
Most of the crowdfunding programs that are out there through the MADC or the Michigan Municipal League, they have caps. And it seems like their cap is like $100,000 project with regards to that. So, I mean, you can do crowdfunding without those matches,
right.
And you know, the sky is the limit on that, mm-hmm. depending on how well your campaign goes. But with regards to the MADC and the league, they do have caps where they'll only provide a certain amount of match. And when you look at a $3.1 million thing, it's relatively small.
Well, referring to what Ron is saying, when the time comes, a year from now or a year and a half from now, and we know exactly what we're getting, and we're still a couple $100,000 short,
oh, yeah.
we can start that process working with MADC. Raise 50 and match 50. I mean, we have those options.
We have those options, and as I've raised with the commission before and came up in our goal setting session that we had in this room with Mac, you know, once we have a better idea of what our grant opportunities are that we're going to receive is, you know, whether we discuss the issue of, you know, taking this to the voters as a millage item,
yeah.
as a way to come up with those additional funds and give us some of that breathing room that the general fund is. Go forward the way we're currently scheduled and not even have.
I would think the public would support whatever that difference is if we can come in and get some grants that are substantial and get a movement going forward on acquiring. And there's this gap left over. That gap shouldn't be too bad to fund if we took it to the voters.
I would think
that wouldn't be like a long-term kind of expense, tax-wise or bond-wise, for the voting public here, and the citizens would support it.
Yeah, I think there's a potential for a lot of support, whether or not you get the grants from the public to help acquire that property.
Yeah,
at least that's always been the impression.
Mm-hmm.
So could I ask a what-if question in regards to that? So say,
please.
So say we do. We do get the grant, so that'll be in December.
Yep.
And then how long would it take to get something on the ballot for voters if we decided to go that route?
I mean, there's what, three opportunities to have elections? Four?
Correct.
Is it
four?
What are those vote dates, Cindy?
It'd be February, May, August, and November.
Yeah.
So you have a certain
and then
period
you have a
before that.
12 weeks prior. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be if you wanted to do anything in November, or excuse me, February. I would kind of glom onto someone else's if you could, like the ISD.
Rather than having our own election that we have to pay for.
Right.
Right. Because mm-hmm.
When does the commitment have to be present?
Then? Is that 12 weeks before? Or what commitment are you talking about?
For the match that we're committing to it. Even
you're doing that?
Right now?
Yes. We already have. Mm-hmm. These are increases on the commitments. So, I mean, we have plenty of time, you know, to come up with that money.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't anything that would preclude us from taking that to either the May or what's the next one after that? August. Those periods of time, I would think, for either one of those projects. So. So we got some things that we can work with.
This is time sensitive because it has to be in today.
Right.
Yeah.
So plenty of time.
So we have
another
6 hours of meeting.
Right.
There you go.
Well, I need a little time to get up there.
So
run them right up to
the
wall.
Well, that's already the fax machine ready to push them.
Oh, okay.
Barb, I know you mentioned this briefly, but did they give any reason why there's such a jump in the number of grant applications? Is it because this program's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised at the number because the different grant sessions that I've been to in the past, like 2014, they funded 100% of their qualifying projects. So I was really surprised when I heard this number. I think, Patrick, maybe you can shed some light, didn't Tom give you some different projects that are...
Yeah, it sounded like there were, or there was at least one large acquisition project in the Flint area that was kind of high on everyone's radar. I don't know what that is or what it entails, any sort of, you know, numbers behind it, but thinking, you know, large, it's probably in the millions of dollars. You know, and if you're thinking with the potential to have only 9 million available, you start adding hours in comparison to others, it takes a pretty large chunk out of that 9 million. But again, that number is likely to fluctuate upward a bit.
So should we, to be more competitive, think of more than $53,000 and upping our match?
That's what I was wondering as well.
To move that needle a little bit more, looking at the second page, with regard to the open space acquisition, the second page of Barb's memo, the table that shows the 30 to 39% would give us the opportunity for an additional 20 points. That would be allocating, instead of the 33,000, it would be another 165,000 to get to that point. And again, it's very difficult to say what the points actually mean. You know, we have preliminary scores, but I don't know where anyone else's lands. I don't know, you know, what a high score is, what a low score is. You know, it's kind of all arbitrary at this point.
So the next would be $165,000 more?
Yeah, it's either 33 or 165. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference of about 10 points.
So that's an additional 100.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah, that stretches my comfort level.
Yeah.
A gamble.
Yeah. So, just another what if. What if we don't get the grant, the acquisition grant, then we pursue a millage opportunity?
That's one option. We can renegotiate with the, I mean, we could see where the grant fell and mm-hmm. see if there's an opportunity for, you know, tweaking something to make it, you know, to try to reapply it for the next year, which would require us to go and
renegotiate
the lease that we have with Mr. Dow and Mr. Rowe. Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility that neither of these large grants comes through as well, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Barb.
As far as tweaking the grant application, we're doing that now. They gave us the preliminary scores. The answers are not really subjective, so there's very minimal tweaking that you can do. It's not like, here's the question and they rate you 1 to 10. You answer the question and you either fall here, or fall here. It's really not subjective as they review it. So the only chance you really have, if we didn't get, especially with the open space, if we didn't get that grant this year, the only thing that would help you possibly the next year is not as much competition. But your score really won't change that much.
Or a larger match.
The other thing I was wondering had to do with the trail grant and the NDC, is it NDG? NDG, yeah. You mentioned that they weren't going to ask for more money, that they were going to tweak some other things in the grant application. Did you talk to them? I didn't understand what that meant.
I talked with Quinn Ridley. He did the review of that, and there's some other additional items that they could supply to get some additional points. I'm wondering what's a memorandum of understanding between the two municipalities that has been signed.
Right.
A couple other things. They also recommended reducing the ask amount, but they determined that the number of points, I think it's 5 points, it wasn't worth it. So they left that.
And that's been frustrating. Three have been involved, and we've been denied. It's our third year, so hopefully this is the year for that one, but it's the same thing. We've been tweaking, trying to play the game to satisfy the numbers. It's kind of a long shot. You don't know what to expect. Like you said, it's subjective.
Well, there's only so much money to go around, too. You got to have some system to disperse it, so you got to play the game. There was a question on the resolution for the pavilion project. I had, it was the third sentence, and it says in cash and/or force account.
What's your question?
What is force account?
Force account means that we provide some like in-kind services. Usually it's like, you know, your DPW do part of the construction and charge it back for what that cost would have been.
So, is there any more input from staff?
So, given all that we've talked about, our recommendation is to go forward with the two increases, basically our contributions to the funding project, to get us the additional points that were mentioned in the memo.
So, we want two separate...
Yes.
Motions.
And again, just as a reminder, we have three grants that are out there. The acquisition is kind of in a field of its own against other acquisition projects across the state. The other two, the trail and the pavilion, are in the same pot that'll be drawing from, so they compete against each other and the other field of projects that are out there as well, too. And they factor those that you have multiple grants into their scoring process, so that's already kind of been accounted for.
I haven't called on each of you individually, but just feel free to add any more deliberation at this point. And if not, we'll entertain a motion.
Well, I just had one thing to add to it. Ironically, this weekend I was approached by some citizens on both projects. And they wondered how we were doing them. So I do know that these are very popular projects. I know this will increase our chances. The only concern I had, Mike had answered, if we're going to have the matching funds available, you know, for both these projects. But I guess that would be. I'd be in favor of both of them.
Yeah, I am too. I'd be ready to vote. Everybody else is.
I just have a question, though, and maybe I'm not reading it right. On the recommendations, under the open space one, it says increase the city's match to $857,000. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't that be the full amount? I mean, In the Veterans Park Pavilion, it says increase the city's match to $320,000. They kind of stated two different ways. Or am I not getting that?
Can you help us with that, Barb?
Up here?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's correct, because our previous match was $837,000.
Yeah, we're basically decreasing the ask, the 2.4 million, and increasing the match. So the difference is 33,000 on both directions. So we've increased the match 33,000 and decreased the ask 33,000.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was reading that right and the numbers were correct before we.
Yeah, if you add both of those up, like on the pavilion, you add the 280 and the 320, you get $600,000, which for the scope of the grant. We're considering the project.
Okay, all right.
That's and you add the two up for the open space, the 2.4 million and the 800 plus thousand, you get about the $3.2 million that we're considering the scope of that project.
Okay. Thank you. I wasn't quite looking at it correctly, but I just wanted to make sure that I
sure.
No. Understood
good
it
good
right.
Question.
Okay.
Okay, I am too.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt the attached resolution for the Point City Veterans Park Pavilion project, revising the project funding request to $280,000 and increase the city's match to $320,000.
A second.
Any further discussion?
Well, I just had one thing in the actual language of the resolution under the third whereas. And it says the city of Boyne City has made would it be appropriate to say the city of Boynton City, its community organizations and private donors have made a financial commitment? Just, no?
No, that would just confuse them.
Okay. And then, I think there's just a little typo under, in the first line, expansion of the currently, I think it should just be current facility located, just a little typo.
Good, good catch.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed what the point you were making.
Just, there's just a typo in the first sentence there, Ron, currently, it should just be current.
Yeah, on the resolution.
On the resolution itself, okay.
Second line, next to the end, or the word back, currently changed to current.
Okay.
We're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Motion for the second part of this.
I make a motion for consideration to adopt the resolution for Boynton City Open Space Acquisition Project, revising the project funding request to $2,438,800, and increase the city's match to $857,000. Authorize city manager to execute the document.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Good job, good luck. Anything under good of the order?
Not aye.
Okay. And the next regular city commission meeting is scheduled Tuesday, October 11th at 7 p.m. And I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:39 for the working.
Second.
You have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, everyone.